Fletcher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. This guy's been waiting on hold for quite some time. Adam, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
So, thought you might find this interesting, Freddie T. I went to a Grateful Dead-themed wedding over the weekend.
Now, why did you lower yourself to go to such a terrible affair?
I knew you would say something like that, and it's not right, man. They're not bad. So my buddy was in the wedding. It was his wedding. I was part of it.
Did you spit on him at any point during the wedding and curse him?
So I agree with you on most things, Fred. But I think your hatred for the Grateful Dead. You show it up a little bit. I think it's a little bit for the radio.
Well, you know what? If you like Batman, the movie and the character, why don't you have a Batman-themed movie? That sounds just about as cool.
Now, the first dance, was it delayed for a while because the wedding band was noodling before they could actually start playing the song?
They were tuning up. You know how fancy-free they were?
They was very fancy-free. So we all wore tie-dye vests. They had a Grateful Dead cover band throughout the whole night. Everyone had a good time. You get tired of hearing Uptown Funk and Don't Stop Believing at every wedding, so this was unique. It was cool.
Yeah, it was unique in that it was awful and terrible. You can have a wedding without playing Uptown Funk and Don't Stop Believing.
Sure.
I mean, if I told you that I was a big fan of, medieval times, and you came to my wedding and it was a medieval times theme, you would say this is completely awful.
Yeah.
So it's Grateful Dead themed, but that's okay.
Sure. And then the bride didn't have to shave her armpits.
No. And then they just wore patchouli and sucked. They'll be divorced soon. Don't worry about it.
Everyone showed up in a Range Rover and pretended that they were living off the land.
Yeah, they all sold cheese sandwiches to each other.
Right.
Awful.
Yeah, dude, we're doing it just like, we're living simply with this trust fund money that I got coming to
me. And also, free love. Let's get hitched.
Right. That sounds like not a good wedding to attend. Imagine that if, all the music at the wedding, you finally show up and it's Grateful Dead music the entire night.
It's just one continuous song.
Yeah, it's one continuous, tune-up.
Yeah, it's just awful. I told you I was in Detroit at a pizza restaurant. And I finally said, because it didn't occur to me, I go, what is this, that Anderson chick or Grace Slick? I'm like, what is this garbage? It's experimental garbage. Oh, it's a Grateful Dead live from, Tallahassee, 1972. And I'm saying, what? This is at a restaurant? This is something that you want people to dine to? It's shrill on the ears.
It's not good.
No. All right, someone who is good is Stanley Roberts.
Well, of course.
Here's Stanley Roberts, who found some people behaving badly.
Someone who knows the streets of San Francisco like only Michael Douglas did back in the day, which is a reference that no one's going to get. But nonetheless, he was on a show called Streets of San Francisco. All right, but nonetheless, Stanley Roberts, he finds people behaving badly.
Okay, so Stanley Roberts is somebody who many people, every time we talk about this guy, people say that he reminds him of a character on Parks and Recreation. What's his name? Like Purd Purdley or something that?
Yeah, he was the local news anchor.
Okay, I don't watch that show, but I guess that it's almost like a letter-perfect mockery of this guy.
Yes.
So Stanley Roberts is a guy who goes out, and we played a clip one time where he was pulling over people who had ashed out of their car.
Not dumped cigarettes out, but had literally just flicked ashes out of the car window.
And when they were pulled over, Stanley Roberts goes up with the camera, and there was one guy who was not happy about it.
Thank you. Okay. Fat ass.
Stanley Roberts is not a thin gentleman.
Bye-bye.
That guy was an illegal U-turn, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, he might have been an illegal U-turn in, a small neighborhood. Yeah.
Get thin, chubby butt.
Have a good day.
You too, fat ass.
butt. Which, of course, is great.
Chubby butt.
So Stanley Roberts is cracked. By the way, Stanley Roberts hates it when we talk about him. Like, all the way in San Francisco, he finds out about it. He does. Yeah, and he always
and he's like, I have a distinguished career of 25 years.
Sure you do. So there was a guy who did an illegal U-turn in, like, this tiny, like, one-stoplight town. He was on top of it for that. There was people who were taking fish that were too big out of the river. Like, and he was going and, like measuring people's fish. They're up, like, 2 inches. Ooh, scold. Now, in this installment of People Behaving Badly with Stanley Roberts, he's cracking down on what seems to be a major problem. This is a day where, you know, when he showed up at this spot and was looking for lawbreakers, he's like, I've got gold. I can't wait to turn this in and file my report. So let's go to
gold in them there hill.
Stanley Roberts out on the town in San Francisco.
So you're sitting at the park in San Francisco. Then suddenly a huge orange furry dog appears. No, the dog is not on a leash. It's just walking with the owner through the park.
Then you know that a savage attack is about to take place.
Right. I mean, this could get bad.
I mean, if it's an orange dog, especially.
Okay. So to set the scene, this is like it looks like a suburban baseball field.
Okay.
It's a suburban baseball field. He is sitting away from the baseball field, kind of like near where the bleachers are.
Okay.
All right.
So you're sitting at the park in San Francisco. Then suddenly a huge orange furry dog appears. No, the dog is not on a leash. It's just walking with the owner through the park. Some of you may not see a problem with that. What about this dog owner with a dog on a leash? As a dog does what dogs do best. Well, at least the owner is cleaning it up. However, I do need to talk to you.
Okay, so here's what happens. An old lady walks behind the bleachers, okay? The bleachers that are, like, looking onto the field.
Yeah.
And the dog uses the bathroom, and she reaches in her pocket, takes out a bag, mm-hmm. and cleans up the poop.
Like we've all done.
And walks away.
Yes.
Okay? Right. Stanley Roberts has a problem.
Okay, so this is... Okay.
This is a lady who is walking her dog behind the bleachers. Dog takes a poop, reaches out the bag, picks up the poop, and goes to go throw it away.
Okay.
So, question for you.
Yes.
If you walk in, there's a sign that says no dogs on playing field, but you brought your dog here to poop right here on the playing field.
I don't want to be on camera right now, Drew.
Well, I got news for you, lady. This isn't your decision. You're on camera. You've been caught red-handed.
Busted. Stanley Roberts. How dare you pick up your dog's poop?
And he's not kidding. Like, this is not a parody.
No, this is real.
He's gotten mad at us for playing these things and making fun of them.
There's a rule that you can't bring dogs on the playing field. She literally has the dog going, like, off the field.
I don't care if the dog... What the hell difference does it make to the field? And I'm someone who has to deal with those stupid fields all the time. If they pick up crap, what the hell do I know about it? He's just a hired pain in the ass. It's an exercise in just wanting people to hate you.
Talk about it. That's not on the playing field.
That's still part of the whole area, man.
Well, that's up to you.
How do you look at yourself in the mirror? Honest to God.
What an absolute jacket. But it's not on the playing field.
It's like dinner for schmucks. I have a feeling everyone at that television station is all laughing at him, and he has no idea that they're all laughing at him.
How do you look at yourself? I mean, do you go home and, like, give yourself a high five? Like, nailed it.
I got the footage, boys. I got the footage.
I think he would have trouble getting his hands to get against each other.
Why would you say that?
1-800 get thin, chubby butt.
Have a good day.
YouTube fat ass.
I apologize. Are you with the Park Service or are you?
I am not. I'm with Channel 4. The interesting part about this story is right across the street, less than 100 feet away, is a dog park.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
You got him there.
All right. Well, I mean, it's a convenience. I mean, less than 100 feet away. And you know he was out there with, like, a tape measure. You know, for accuracy purposes. I'm a newsman, after all.
With enough room to run. You see, the problem is, many dog owners have been bringing their dogs to play and do other things here. So I asked Pam, a regular watcher of Cron, what's the problem?
But most of the time, they would like to bring them over here where there's grass because it's softer. They have more places to run.
Which is why all over the park, there are signs which reads, no dogs allowed on the athletic field. And other signs which read dogs must be on the leash.
I was told on any given day there are up to 6 dogs running around on the playing field.
Well, my God.
Oh, my God. 6? Wow. You have a massive epidemic. This is a horrible problem.
And if there was only if the good thing is there's no other problems in San Francisco. Oh, that's right. Bums defecating in the street.
On any given day, there could be up to 6 dogs. Oh, wow. 1 dog every 4 hours? We got a problem, boys.
Yeah, and 75 unemployed hippies taking dumps in the corner on Haight-Ashbury.
Right, I don't know if that's dog excrement.
Yeah, it's human excrement. They have a massive homeless problem.
Although I was told word got out that I was at the park, which might explain why all the dogs are over at the dog park on this day. In San Francisco, Stanley Roberts, Cron 4 News.
He's the reason.
Yeah.
He's the reason dogs are behaving.
Well, they got word that Stanley Roberts was there. He didn't get the video he wanted, so they...
No. He showed up and goes, well, no one's really doing anything wrong. That must be because I'm here.
Yeah, the word got out that I was here.
Is there a wife and kids this guy goes home to? I mean, the kids at school said, what does daddy do for a living? I mean, my father stops evil crime, and the kids get teased at school.
And you have to know this, audience. He's dead serious to the point where he's tweeted us.
He hates it when we talk about him.
Oh, my
because
God.
He's like, what are you doing? I work for an Emmy Award-winning station, blah, 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 blah. He does not like it very well.
No dogs allowed on the athletic field.
Yeah, you're a journalist.
Well, I mean, listen. I mean,
I was told on any given day there are up to 6 dogs running around on the playing field.
Oh, wow, my goodness gracious. How can they live? How can anyone function in that town?
It is odd.
We all have our morning routines.
The kids ain't going to learn nothing.
Thanks for making Toucher and Rich part of yours.
That's right, baby.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie, let's go. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're talking about Jonathan Tavares on Toucher and Rich. Jonathan Tavares, I guess the shortest meeting of all the teams that were pitching Jonathan Tavares to come to their teams was the Boston Bruins.
2 hours, they said.
Yeah.
So was
everyone just in a row? That sounds like the worst day ever.
It's over a couple days, and I think yesterday was 3 teams, and I don't know what the other 2 were, but I know that right now, reportedly, it was Don Sweeney, Bruce Cassidy, and Cam Neely making the pitch.
The thought was 2 days ago, it was Toronto and possibly the Islanders. Yesterday, San Jose and the Bruins and Dallas, and there's one other team that I can't think
of. Did you say Tampa Bay?
No, Dallas, Tampa Bay go today.
Okay.
All right, so we can break it down like this. Obviously, Boston has the money, and they can even deal Krejci and get more money under the cap. Right now, they have $12 million under the cap. It's believed that Tavares is going to win $11 or $12 million a year. They can move some pieces around. We know the Bruins have one cornerstone player that they have to re-sign. They have a couple years to create that income, and that is, of course, McAvoy. So how does that line up against the other teams? Well, I have no idea why he wants to go to San Jose. None. It just seems like the most random thing in the world that he wants to go play in San Jose, so let's rule them out. Dallas, again, it just seems like a completely random thing that he would want to play in Dallas.
And by the way, they have Sagan, who's going to be up soon. Right. I guess if you get Tavares, you try and trade Sagan, but... I mean, so that seems to be cutting off your nose despite your face.
So if I'm Tavares, I have an opportunity to go to Dallas where they're going to get rid of Sagan. And so where am I? I'm just sitting on a mediocre team.
Making a lot of money. Once again, that's just one of the 2 places where they don't have the state tax, so
well,
you can
then
make more money there.
Then Dallas should have the best team in the history of hockey, if that's how everyone makes their decisions, just based on there not being a state tax. And by the way, you're taxed on the city you play in. Like, for instance, if he plays in Boston, he's taxed the Boston state tax.
Okay, well, I mean, even if that's the case, half their games would be in Dallas, a place where he's not taxed.
Well, I mean, there's no state tax in Tennessee, and he's not looking to go to Nashville. So,
well, I think Nashville's interested. I think they've, but he is.
Nashville wouldn't be interested in John Tavares. Every team is interested in John Tavares. You think that Nashville wouldn't make?
Well,
a
he's
push
not
for
making
him?
A meeting with Nashville right now,
right? But I mean, if he was, yeah, because he didn't pick them. He's picked these teams, and if it was all based on state taxes, then he would go and have a meeting with Nashville.
Well, it might be why he's meeting with Florida too, or Tampa at least, because Florida has a.
Okay, then why is he not meeting with Nashville?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because if it was, and then why is he meeting
with
San Jose?
That's not one of the teams that he said he wanted to meet. Now, the San Jose one's weird. I have no idea.
Okay, so if it's about state taxes, that's garbage. And if he wants to, you know what? And if Tavares wants to play in Dallas in rotten mediocrity for all that, it's to save a few bucks in taxes, then God bless him. Because he's not in it for the right reasons. So, Tampa Bay, it would take somersaults for them to get Jonathan Tavares under their cap. Yeah. And John, because not only are they, what are they, $1 million under the cap
they're
right
five,
now?
They're $5 million. They just re-signed JT Miller to 5 years and about $26 million. So as it stands right now today, they're $5.3 million under the cap, which of course is nowhere close to the kind of space they need. And they have a couple of really big contracts coming up. Andre Vasilevsky, who is a Vezina Trophy finalist yes. this year, he's a former number one pick, and he's 23 years old. He's everything you want in a goaltender. He's making $3.5 million for the next two seasons. He's going to have a huge contract coming to him in 2 years. And thanks to just a horrendous trade by Montreal, they have this kid, Sergachev, who's a defenseman that's playing very, very well. He's going to be a restricted free agent in 2 years. And it's kind of like that Torrey Krug thing that the Bruins just went through. Ultimately, Tampa Bay is going to have to give him a lot of money. So you're already strapped against the cap. You have a lot of guys tied up long-term, including Miller, Palat, and Steven Stamkos, who's making 8.5 for the next 5 or 6 years. I don't know how they're going to do this. I don't know how Tampa's going to do this.
All right, so you go Toronto. Tavares grew up there. And then again, you know, the exchange rate. So, I mean, yeah. you'd have to pay more money than anyone else.
By the way, just I know you've ruled out San Jose. San Jose has loads of cap room. They're not paying any of their forwards anything, relatively speaking. They have like $18 or $19 million of cap room.
By the way, San Jose,
fit them in, and they won't have to jump through hoops to do
it. San Jose is like the one team, too, that I heard is going to have a more over-the-top type of presentation. Like, they're the only team out of the six that have been rumored that he's going to be meeting with that's going to be bringing players, and I guess that they have somewhat of, I guess, in comparison to the others, an extravagant presentation prepared.
Well, hopefully he's like a 12-year-old, and that can really impress him.
Look, shiny lights.
Yes, wow, you brought all these players. That's I mean,
when you see what they do for these NBA guys.
Yeah, and if that influences your decision at all, you're a moron. All right, so the Bruins are in a position again that they have, and then we'll go to Toronto. Babcock's a jerk. He's played for Babcock before. I'm not positive how much that shine is. And
what about the Islanders? Do we know like whether or not he's just sick of them, or whether he would go back to the Islanders?
Well, there's obviously some doubt there. I mean, he's not.
They offered him more money and more term,
and he's still
than anybody
around.
Else, and he's still looking around.
Yeah,
so.
I know. It's odd, but. I mean, the Bruins make sense. I think that's what you're trying to say.
No, and because
the Bruins make sense.
Let's go over Toronto. So Toronto is, you know, the place where he's from. They have Babcock, who he's played for before, which could be a negative or a positive. I'm leaning towards a negative. And they have to pay. Remember, they're, you know, very young, but they have to pay all those guys.
They have Matthews and Marner up from off their rookie contracts after next season.
So those are going to be two incredibly high-paid kids.
Now, again, Toronto, loads of cap space. They have $24 million worth of cap space. But you have to look in the future. If you have Tavares making $11 million a season, and you have to pay Austin Matthews, and you have to pay Mitch Marner, that's a lot of money allocated to just three guys.
Yeah, Cassidy has a fun system to play in. He's friends with Bergeron. He doesn't have to be the guy here. There is enough talent to be spread around. It seems to me that you'd want to play here. Mark from Medford. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, hello. Mark.
I agree with you, Fred, too, that I don't think the Bruins are a long shot of getting Tavares. And also, yes, Toronto does have a lot of room. But I also heard that Tavares' wife had just taken a job in Toronto.
Yeah, but, I mean, so quit it, you know?
Like
my wife works for a toy store. I mean, if I get a job offer in California and take it, I mean, she's got to go. I mean, you know, it's neat that she's got a job, but when you're getting paid $11, $12 million a year, you know, I don't think she's getting paid that, is what I would say.
Yeah, that's been something that's been floating around the internet for the last couple of days, is that Tavares' fiance ended up working at some job in Toronto, or like just got hired. So yeah. I have no idea whether it's true or not, but either way.
Again, I think that if your partner is making $11 or $12 million a year that you would tend to go with them.
You would make a decision, a life decision that would be too crippling.
I was gonna go to Boston, but my wife just got this job at Anthropology, and I don't really want to move her. She gets a pretty good employee discount.
I mean, that's 30% off the good stuff.
Yeah.
So,
all right, we will have the headlines, Rich. What do you want to talk about now?
Okay, there is one thing that I saw yesterday. You know, I've been talking about the World Cup and how, you know, I haven't watched hardly any of it. However, yesterday made me an Argentina fan because they happen to have a super fan who I think that all of us can identify with.
Yeah, he's falling apart. Here are the headlines.
Tucker and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox continued their mastery of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim last night, beating them 9-1 at Fenway Park. Alex Cora got three more hits and four RBIs from the suddenly resurgent Jackie Bradley Jr.
I keep repeating myself. He's been swinging the bat well for 3 weeks. Just a matter of the numbers don't show it. But as far as the approach and being consistent where he's at. It's been great.
David Price went six innings for the win, which kept the Sox a half a game behind the Yankees for first place. They'll play the Angels again tonight. Stephen Wright placed back on the disabled list yesterday with inflammation in his knee. The Bruins' Willie O'Ree, the first African-American player in NHL history, elected to the Hockey Hall of Fame yesterday. He is joined in the class of 2018 by Martin Brodeur, Martin St. Louis, and League Commissioner Gary Bettman, among others. Bruins made a two-hour presentation of free agent John Tavares late yesterday in Los Angeles. Also, the Bruins have extended qualifying offers to restricted free agents Sean Corrali, Anton Bleed, and Colby Cave. In NBA news, the Clippers have traded Austin Rivers to the Washington Wizards for center Marcin Gortat. Police in New Jersey are investigating the discovery of a dead body at the home of New York Giants defensive back Janoris Jenkins. The case is reportedly being treated as a homicide. And at the World Cup, four more first-round matches today in Russia, including defending champion Germany against South Korea at 10 a.m. Germans need a win to advance. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the Commuter Rail. Avoid traffic and take the train to New England's popular summer destinations. Visit mbta.com/massbytrain. Get tickets on the M-Ticket app. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
This is 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow us on Twitter at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A little extra effort could earn you a star.
Deco, Deco, l'envia cap a la dreta per Xavi. Assistència de Xavi, més cap a la dreta per Messi, 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 i menys Messi. Encara Messi, 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 gol, 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 gol.
He's begging for mercy.
He's messy.
Good time to ignore something that other people in the world care a lot about.
And you know what? I have been kind of staying away from it just because there was really nothing that interested me. But, you know, I know who Lionel Messi is. And, you know, when Ronaldo plays or him, you kind of go, okay, let's see what's happening. And yesterday, however, it wasn't Lionel Messi.
It's Lionel Messi.
But it looks like Lionel.
I thought he was named after the trains.
It's Lionel Messi.
Yeah,
that's right. I thought that, you know, this was something I just kind of kept an eye on. I wasn't really paying much attention to it. However, there was a guy who stole the show at the Argentina game yesterday, and that is a gentleman by the name of Diego Maradona.
Yeah, very famous. I've even heard of him.
Yeah.
A legend, a World Cup legend for the team.
Sure. I mean, he's a god in Argentina.
Yeah, just right.
This, and so, throughout the game, now, if you didn't know what happened during the game, Messi scores a goal at the beginning, and they show Maradona, which, by the way, it was unbelievable. And they show Maradona up in the stands, and he's just freaking out and going crazy. Now, Maradona is a guy that, after he stopped playing, apparently he said,
I'm eating.
Yeah.
And just got fat.
Yeah, he goes like, now it's time to cash in. There's not one restaurant that's going to charge me in town.
That's right. I'm going to eat, drink, and do whatever you put in front of me.
Because in Argentina, they cut the meat at the table.
Right.
You're having the time of your life.
So you just saw him like a weeble wobble, just like up in the moon. And his eyes are all crazy. So it looks like it's more than liquor that he's probably on at the point.
No.
So he's just rolling all around. And the place, every time he like puts a hand up in the air, the crowd goes crazy. So the score ends up tying up. And who are they playing yesterday? I don't even know who they're playing.
I don't even
know. Okay, so the score gets tied.
Some team.
Nigeria.
Thank you.
And with 4 minutes left in regulation before they add that extra time to the end of it, who no one knows how long it is, the Argentina team scores again. And at this point, the camera goes up to Maradona, and Maradona's just once again flipping out, and he's so happy that he all of a sudden starts flipping double freedom rockets to people in the crowd.
Yeah.
The Nigerians that happened to be nearby?
It was awesome. He just goes, "Aah!" And like this crazy rage starts flipping everybody off.
Oh, my God.
And the man is like a total wreck. And at one point, he grabbed a woman out of the... She looked like she was an employee there because she had like a badge on of some kind. It doesn't look like she really wanted to do it. But he pulls her in and just starts like doing this really creepy dance with her. And she's like, get me out of here. And he's like holding her close. And it's one of those things that starts off as being, hey, I'm joking around. It's a, I love you and I want to spend the night with you.
Yeah, just it gets to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, hashtag me too.
Right.
At the event yesterday. So he starts going nuts, and every once in a while the camera would flash up at him, and he would almost be passed out in his seat.
Just like, food coma.
Just like in some sort of weird state. And so
then all of a sudden a spoon would appear under his nose, and then he would suddenly wake up and be excited for another good 15 minutes.
Like, I honestly think this second goal, the eventual game winner, woke him up, and he flipped out and just started flipping off in the eyes. And then afterwards, there's a video that was released of not long after the final goal was scored of him being escorted by his friends up to where the luxury box was. He had to be carried because he was so out of it. And then you see him go into the luxury box and he passes out onto the ground. And they're like, whoa. And they pick him up and they put him into this seat. And I guess he had to go to the hospital afterwards because he was such a mess that night.
Well, listen, if you're an icon of a country and your country's playing in the largest sporting event in the world and you know the camera's going to be constantly on you, why not?
The pictures that are taken, he can barely keep his eyes open when he's like doing stuff with people. There's one point.
Well, it's unfair at that point. It's weakened at Bernie's at that point. Right? If you're picking him up and making him take pictures with you, I mean, you're walking around with a guy who's dead on his feet.
I mean, there's video of him like leaning up against a barrier and like falling. And then the best is like during action in the game, he would just be looking up at the sky when his eyes rolling in the back of his head, holding his hands up like, like a man who's, it's almost like the end of Scarface.
And do you really want to get like that in Russia?
That's a great point.
You know, and I don't even know where the game was played, but if it's not Moscow, I have a feeling it's got its own rules.
So I was watching this and I was thinking, does America have our own version of this guy? Like, is there somebody who is like a guy who played and was like successful in sports who just after he's done said, I'm getting fat?
Well, you could go David Wells, but he was fat and drunk when he played.
No.
Same with John Daly. John Daly was the first guy I thought of.
I was thinking John Daly too. Like someone who just lost his mind and just got fat and became kind of a schlub after it was all done. Where it kind of showed you that we're all a little bit, you know, these people aren't immortal. And they're kind of a lot more like us than you would think.
Yeah, someone who at one point was a tremendous athlete, and then you see them now.
It just said, well, blam.
And they're saying, because you can't even go Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Even though Barkley's incredible to me because you know he eats whatever he wants, and the man chugged a bottle of Patron.
Sure.
And I can't tell you how impossible that is. I am no stranger to the drink.
Right.
But the idea of taking a gulp of Patron is absolutely
Insane.
Insane. He chugged a bottle. He throws guys through bar windows and for some reason doesn't get in trouble.
Like, it's like someone who just said, you know what, I've done enough work throughout my career. Throw pride out the window. I am just partying. I'm eating. Right. And I don't care.
I have a couple of suggestions. But again, these guys are pretty big when they played, but now they're just enormous. Charles Barkley is one.
Well, he was just saying that, yeah.
And John Kruk is another.
Oh, come on. They were both
Kruk
fat
was big anyway.
Kruk got really big after he retired.
Yeah, but he was always kind of like a fatso, like slovenly guy that you couldn't believe was a professional athlete.
Right, who just kind of became like a fun mess. Like just an absolute mess by the time they were done. It's like, oh, it's Crazy Larry showing up. Remember when he used to like be an athlete? And people were like, boy, it's tough now to look at him and think so.
Yeah,
Mo Vaughn.
Well, Mo Vaughn was fat when he played.
Dennis Rodman just went crazy.
Yeah, and he didn't get fat.
No, he didn't get fat. He just kind of went crazy.
And that, by the way, paid him very well. So that his insanity, which was legitimate. I mean, they found him with a rifle in his car out in front of the palace. They found him crying, shooting free throws.
He was already a little messed up.
No, he's legitimately insane.
To begin with.
Who
has the most potential to do that who's currently playing?
Like, Ron Darling got fat, but he's got it together.
Somebody said Antoine Walker.
Oh, God. Antoine Walker looked like Shaquille O'Neal when he was here for the Paul Pierce ceremony.
Oh, I mean,
remember how big he looked?
Yeah, but is he happy?
Don't know the answer.
I mean, it's got to be someone who's reveling in their own mess.
Here's a pretty good one. Now, this person did not get fat, but they're definitely known for having a good time, and that is Joe Namath. Broadway Joe.
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. Okay.
But Joe Namath... The night before the AFC Championship game, they found him with a girl going to an apartment at 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, who was the guy here, John, the hockey player?
Derek Sanderson.
Derek Sanderson.
They owned places together. I mean, they were notorious.
But he was a nut during the, like, when, oh, you're not talking about Sanderson. I mean, when he played here.
Yeah, obviously. No, I'm talking about Namath. Like, Namath was like a Lothario.
Lenny Dykstra.
Yes, but it's not fun.
I mean, I think he's stealing copper
from his own house.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Right. No.
Tim, go ahead.
You guys are forgetting about Curt Schilling. Absolute mess after he went pro.
There is nothing fun about Curt Schilling, though. To get in that man's mind.
It's a bad place to be.
Yeah, like I wouldn't trade places with Curt Schilling. He might be one of the last people in the world that I'd want to change places with.
Yeah. That's not a place I'd like to be.
No. I mean, his brain and the paranoia and the stupidity that comes out of that idiot and the self-sabotage that moron goes through.
Somebody said, what about Wiggy?
Yeah.
Are you saying Wiggy is large?
Did you see the video that he tweeted out? I retweeted it of him in the sauna.
I did.
And he's like, trying to sweat out all this fat, man. I guess this is how it works.
Well, and Wiggy's having fun, man.
At least he's really into science.
That's right. I think that's a workout. It's called Sweat Out the Fat.
Yeah, just stand in the sun. And you'll drop weight like it's no tomorrow.
It's Tony Amonte.
But Amonte doesn't look like he's having fun either.
No.
He kind of does.
No, he doesn't look like he's having fun. I agree with
Fred.
It looks
like they made him show up to something.
Wiggy is having fun.
Oh my God. Does Wiggins have a tattoo on his chest?
Dude, yes, he does.
Huge. Look at how big that thing
is. What the hell is that?
It's like a big cross with wings. I guess it takes up his whole chest. Man, that's too much hunk for one day right there. My goodness gracious.
Why the hell did he get that tattoo?
Man, I have no idea, but it's huge.
I don't care if it has some special meaning. What is... That's a Harley Flanagan from Cro-Mags.
I don't know what that is. Somebody said, not sports, but Mike Reno, lead singer of Loverboy.
That's easy.
Because the guy, Buster Douglas, got super fat, but
yes,
he was miserable.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, who do you think now... Playing now has the potential to become a guy like him.
There's so many questions in the air. We have to break.
Okay, all right.
And then we'll take phone calls. No one really is up to Maradona or whatever his name is.
Diego Maradona?
Yeah, Diego Maradona.
And again, Mike Reno's sad.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Right. We need, like, the jolly guy.
Yeah, like someone who just said, I don't care
jolly.
Anymore.
Right. He became, jolly is the perfect word.
Yeah.
Because you can't be jolly and be, like, thin. You got to be out of shape to be jolly.
Well, and also, like, you can't go Brando. Because he was a mess at the end of his life.
Right, right, right.
All right, so we'll continue to explore this.
Yes! 98.5, the Sports Hub. Tutcher and Rich.
Manega buena para Messi. Si pasa hasta el primero, va. Va, va, viene, viene, gol! Gol!
Five Sports Hub. We are Tutcher and Rich. Argentina won yesterday, which means that Maradona, he's a legend in Argentina, and he was all wasted at the game, it appears, and he had to get medical attention, and now he's assuring everyone he's fine. So the question comes out, what athlete could or has just become a big, just said, hey, I'm not an athlete anymore, but I'm rich as hell. And I'm famous, and I can do no wrong.
So I can get fat, and I can just party, and I can be, like, jolly. I think the word is jolly. Who becomes, like, the jolly fat guy after they had a lifetime of staying fit, and on top of that is just somebody that is, like, Captain Fun when he shows up at events.
Now, the Fowler over there at Comcast, he says Ryan Lochte could get fat, and to that I would say, but who cares?
So Ryan Lochte, I think one of
like
the
he'd just be at Applebee's, like, you know, going, what can I get you?
Like, as far as who has the potential, I mean, the best one, the slam dunk, is Phil Kessel. I mean, Phil Kessel, you got to think he's kind of like.
But he's not loved enough. Like, he could get super fat.
See, I think that he is kind of... not, I mean, he's not this guy's status, obviously. But I think he's loved because now he's won a Stanley Cup. He's almost like a... like the jokey guy everybody loves on the team.
See, I could see him being more of a Howard Hughes and, like, peeing in jars around the house.
Somebody said, I can see the Gronkowski brothers turning into, like, Butterbean.
That's not bad.
That's
and they'd
not
be
bad.
Real happy, that's for sure.
And they'd be happy as hell, yeah. And they'd be the party animals. Yeah. But, you know, at some point, you don't have to rise and grind every morning.
That's right. You can just rise and eat.
Just if you want to.
Take it from me.
Sure.
Owen, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
So I got one that I think is a lockdown and then one that could be a wild card. The lockdown is Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's already fat, but and I don't know if he's famous.
He started out pretty skinny, though, and he's gotten progressively fatter
and it's helped him
sexier throughout his entire career.
I love the second one because I think that you're the closest.
Draymond Green.
Yep.
Oh,
Green is the perfect personality for it. He's not particularly thin now. He'll be a legend. He'll be a legend in San Francisco for the rest of his life. And he's got a gregarious personality. He's going to get a TV gig.
Sure, he's going to be the next Charles Barkley.
Yeah, and I mean, he's going to get super fat.
Yeah.
I mean, Shaquille O'Neal got super fat.
Yeah, he did.
But he's not excited about anything.
Everything's kind of like a business decision, Shaq.
But Draymond, okay, I'll end it with Draymond Green, because Draymond Green has the best opportunity out of all those guys to just chuck it. Like, because then, I mean, he can go anywhere in Michigan, and he's a living legend. Then he can go anywhere in San Francisco, and he's a living legend.
Uh-huh.
And then I could just see him, just enjoying it. Free steaks, shove them in your face. Yes, John.
There's one I just thought of that I can't believe I didn't think of before. Ken Griffey Jr.
Someone's on the phone with that, but he's not, like, fun.
No, but he's a happy guy. I mean, he's not miserable.
You're talking about, like, this is a guy who's going to get drunk in public. This is a guy who's going to...
Oh, right. He's here. The party started.
Oh, okay, okay. Not just fat, but messy and happy.
No, jolly. It's someone who like, goes from being, like, you know, fit to jolly.
Like, Barkley, like, you can get away with stuff. Like,
it's just Barkley.
I mean, yeah, this like Maradona guy is not going to. There's no repercussions for what
he
did.
Like, someone fans are not going to get mad at if he vomited on you at a game.
Fair enough.
Yeah, like okay. you can do no wrong.
It's like, oh, this guy's the best. You're the best.
Yeah.
You
know? All right. Well,
let me clean this up.
We've been waiting for this for quite some time. It is the movie Uncle Drew has come out. I contend that Kyrie Irving in no way, shape, or form should be the lead in anything. That he's not nearly famous enough, but yesterday, but I'm now convinced it can make money because it's just one big ad, but I will get rich to do that. We have a series of things. It's not so much bingo.
We made predictions yesterday.
And we can just kind of check them off.
What we thought was going to be in the movie, and in the Uncle Drew movie. Like, you've seen the trailer, and you think, okay, I could already plot out the entire thing, everything that's going to happen. You've seen movies like this. So yesterday we made predictions. And we will go over and see just how close we were.
Okay.
Because I saw it last night, and there's a couple of things I will need judgments on from you guys.
All right.
Okay? So we will go from there.
All right. No commercials, just the headlines.